Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, you know, I want to thank all of you for joining me today from all over the world. And my declaration over your life today is that God wants you to live an abundant, prosperous, healthy, and wealthy life. And all you have to do is to believe it and watch the amazing channel through which your good comes to you. Well, how are you doing today, wherever you are? And my prayer is that you are choosing to live an abundant and purposeful life today. Well, I'm doing fine here in beautiful Atlanta, and I can begin to see and feel slight signs of fall approaching. You know, in Atlanta, it has been in the high 90s for almost 2 months, and today when I was walking, I noticed that some of the leaves are beginning to turn brown and the temps are slowly going down, and I am just loving it. You know, in the U.S., Labor Day holiday is slowly approaching, and I'm thinking about going to the beach to experience the beautiful water. So Atlanta is about 6 hours away from the ocean, so I'm really going to enjoy that over the next couple of weeks. Well, once again, I want to thank all of you for sending me your great emails. I simply love them, and I am always so amazed at how people get led to this show. You know, I believe that everything is in divine order. And one interesting story that I heard from one of my listeners this week was that a friend of hers had asked her if she had ever read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And she said, yes, I have, but I think I'm going to go back and read it again. So she went to her bookshelf, and she did not find that book, but she found a book by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And for those of you who do not know, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough co-authored the book Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice with Napoleon Hill. And then she just decided, I'm going to Google Dr. Kimbrough's name, and guess what? She saw that he was a guest on my show. She listened, she emailed me, and the rest is history. So why did I share that story? Because I believe that God has amazing channels to get to you what you desire. And if you are listening to this recording today, then I believe that there will be answers for you today. Well, you know, I have a very special guest all of the way from the UK, Mr. Glenn Harrell. Glenn is UK's best-selling audio author, and I want you to stay tuned to hear some great success principles that are really going to change your life. But I want you to listen to this great commercial, and then I'll be right back.
Thank you. Because of you and the Law of Attraction, we've made listening a little easier. The Law of Attraction Radio Network's 24/7 broadcast is now syndicated to 19 major internet radio networks, including iTunes Radio. Not only can you tune into the radio broadcast, you can now get the apps for the show you are listening to right now through Stitcher.com. That's right. Now you can hear this popular show through the stereo systems of the new Ford cars and BMWs. Or you can keep on listening through your MP3 player or on your computer as you surf the net. Go to loaradionetwork.com and find the show page to your favorite radio show. Simply download the app to listen to our continuous 24/7 broadcast or just this one magnificent show. Remember, loaradionetwork.com.
You know, just before we started the show, I was telling Glenn that we have so many more listeners because we have so many ways that you can hear us on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm just always so excited to hear from all of you. So I want you to continue to listen. You know, if you miss a live show, you can always go back and listen to the archives through iTunes and so many other different ways. Well, are you ready? Today my guest is Mr. Glenn Harrell. And as I said earlier, Glenn is UK's best-selling self-help audio author. He is a hypnotherapist with 20 years' experience, and he really has a passion for helping people. And he has worked with people, many of whom are celebrities, to help manifest success in all areas of their lives. He produces hypnotherapy CDs, and I just love them, and audiobooks. His best-selling title, Complete Relaxation, has been at number one for the last 7 years in the self-help audio chart. His latest book release that he just recently released is Lose the Weight Now, and I was rereading that book again today, The Simple Way to Eat Yourself Thin, and it is a wonderful book. So I want you to get out your pen and your pad, and I want you to get ready to listen to some great life-changing information. So, Glenn Harrell, welcome again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello, Constance. It's lovely to speak to you again.
And I just love hearing that great accent.
Oh, thank you. My London voice.
Your London
voice. Because I was born in London, so I've got quite a strong London accent.
And my Southern voice. I mean, what a pair. Well, you know, I'm so excited about having you on our show today, and I want for my listeners to get as much information from you as possible. So let's start with your story, which I might add is quite a remarkable story. You know, sometimes, Glenn, when people see people like you have been who are now very successful and have wealth and abundance and great status, they might believe that you've always been that way. But as I understand it, your early years were very difficult and filled with a lot of pain. So share with our listeners your amazing journey.
Yeah, my start was quite troubled. You know, it's been fantastic, you know, the last sort of 10, 15 years, you know, since I've been a hypnotherapist and, you know, been able to help a lot of people and become more successful. But it wasn't always like that. You know, when I was young, when I was a kid, I had quite a dysfunctional upbringing. You know, there was a lot of arguments and rows and violence in the house. And so from the age of 12, I used to run away from home, and I'd often sleep rough on the streets. And, you know, when you're out on the streets at a young age, you fall in with the wrong crowd as well. And so I was mixing with the wrong kids and getting into lots of trouble and, you know, getting arrested and that kind of thing. And then I got into drink and drugs. And at 17, I remember I woke up one morning and my skin was yellow. And it was in the UK, you can legally drink at 18. So there I was at 17, a year before I could legally drink, and I woke up with alcohol poisoning. I had, you know, hepatitis because I drunk myself into oblivion. And so at that point, my future wasn't looking very bright. But it was kind of a bit of a turning point then, because I was confined to bed for, you know, like 4 or 5 months. And I lived on a sort of vegetarian, you know, lettuce leaf diet, a really austere diet, so that I was able to sort of regenerate and recharge and detox. And, you know, so it was kind of a bit of a turning point, because that took me away from like hanging around on the streets, and it got me to sort of reflect on things, and I decided to sort of change direction. And as I got stronger and I got better and I came out of bed, I then joined a band. And so joining a band gave me like a positive focus. And, you know, all of my energy then went into, you know, being in the band and playing. And with the band, we rehearsed really hard. And we ended up winning, like, a pop competition in the UK, which was, you know, quite a big competition in those days. It was like the X Factor of its day. And we won this competition. It was on telly, on the BBC, and we won a lot of money. And it all suddenly from going from this despair, it looked like I was going to, you know, become a pop star. And it was all very exciting. But that didn't last. For one reason or another, we were a bit too young. The success came really quick, and it went just as quick again. You know, it was like Halley's Comet. It came and went. So it left me. And then for a long time after that, I was always trying to get back that success in the music business and trying to, you know, be in a rock band that was successful. But it never quite made it. And it was, I then started playing cover songs, so playing in restaurants and pubs and bars doing covers. And it was around this period that every now and again we'd share the bill with the stage hypnotist. And when I saw them working, it always fascinated me watching them, what they were doing. And it was like a bit of an epiphany. I decided that I wanted to learn about hypnosis and use it in a way that helped myself and also, you know, was more healing orientated rather than the entertainment side of it. And so that really was my journey going into the world of hypnotherapy and, you know, sort of developing a passion for that. And, you know, I did that and I kind of never looked back. But I was always drawn to it for the healing side of it. That was my real passion, you know, because I knew that I had to heal my own dysfunction. And I knew hypnotherapy was a very powerful tool. And so that's what drew me into it. And I did, you know, from that time when I learned it, I learned a lot of things about the way we work and conditioned patterns of behavior and why we get stuck in addictions, because I had a lot of addictions when I was young that were driven by my dysfunctional upbringing. So I kind of learned about that through real life experience and personal experience. And so it gave me a real insight when I became a hypnotherapist as to why people were stuck, and I could really empathize with them because I'd been there once myself. And I think, you know, that's a lot of, you know, why I've become successful, because I really understand what it is to be, you know, totally stuck. So yeah, it's been a wonderful journey. Ever since I got over a lot of my problems and I started to become successful, it's been a fantastic journey. It's been, you know, more than I could have ever wished for. And I feel really blessed now to be doing what I'm doing.
That is so interesting. You know, you sold more than 1 million CDs, and what would you say has been the key to your success, and what would you say to someone who may be feeling a little discouraged right now about their own success?
Well, when I first became a hypnotherapist and I learned about the power of the mind, I was also kind of, you know, connecting with reading a lot of books about the law of attraction and, you know, really becoming aware of that. And you know, for me, the combination of the power of the mind and the law of attraction was like the key to being able to manifest what I wanted. And, you know, so I used to, you know, use self-hypnosis techniques to put myself into a really relaxed state, a really deep state where I was connecting with my sort of deeper unconscious and bypassing my limiting conscious thoughts. And so when I was in that state, I would then start to visualize attracting success and being successful and imagining it was happening to me at that moment. You know, even though I wasn't successful at that point, I was imagining I was, and I was imagining the tapes I was making at the time selling all over the world. And you know, when you're in that deep relaxed state and you're visualizing that, you bypass the intellect, and so there's no sort of critical factor that's limiting your belief at that point. You're kind of programming your inner mind, your unconscious mind, these powerful thoughts and these powerful beliefs. And once you really have got them in there and you're resonating with them through every cell in your body, your life starts to change. Your outer reality starts to change, and it starts to reflect back to you what your inner programming is doing and being. And so my life started to change dramatically. I started to meet the right people at the right time. I started to, you know, get my tapes into new stores all the time, and the whole thing just snowballed from there. And it really was an amazing journey. You know, I remember one year I'd sold like 100,000 tapes in a year, you know, and this was soon after I started making them. And literally a year or so before that, I'd borrowed £1,000 off the bank to have some nice display boxes created. And you know, and then within a year I'd sold 100,000 of them. And you know, then within 5 years I'd sold 500,000, and in 7 years I'd sold 1 million, and it was all because of the ability to the fact that I really meditated on the law of attraction and creating this success, and it really does work. So to anyone who's struggling and feeling, you know, a bit down with things, you know, make time every day to go inside, to switch off your conscious mind, and to really meditate deeply on the things that you want to achieve and the things that you want to attract into your life. You know, because when you're out of that and you're worrying about things, all you're doing is the opposite. But when you go inside and you learn to sort of program your mind with these positive thoughts and beliefs, that is what you will attract, and you will. And I think nowadays it's speeding up as well, because the world seems to be speeding up. Everything's happening faster. So I think there is the ability to manifest things quicker now than ever. So it's, you know, it's more powerful than ever when you really learn to master it. And I've got a free script on my site that's a self-hypnosis guide that you can use. You can download and learn the technique, and you can use it to go into a state of self-hypnosis. So that's on my website, which... is it okay to mention that now?
It is. Go ahead. What is your website?
It's hypnosisaudio.com. And I've got a number of free scripts on that site. There's one that's called A Guide to Self-Hypnosis. So your listeners can download that guide, learn the technique, put themselves into that really relaxed state, and then start to visualize and put out there what they want to attract back.
Right. Well, you know, you've been a hypnotherapist for 20 years, and many people are very skeptical about hypnotherapy, and really, I was one of them until I got a clear understanding of how it truly works. So in simple terms, share with our listeners what hypnosis is and how does it work.
Okay, well, a lot of the misunderstanding with hypnosis comes from misrepresentation in the media. And also, when you see stage shows, you see stage hypnotists, you know, clicking their fingers and putting people into a trance and then watching people do outrageous things. You know, that is very different to the kind of hypnotherapy that I do. I use hypnosis as a tool for healing and helping people, whereas that other kind of hypnosis is purely for entertainment. And so there's a clear distinction there. And really, all hypnosis is a focused state of attention. So whether it's on a stage or whether it's in a therapy room, all you're getting the person to do is to focus their mind very, very intently, and then you give them certain suggestions that they will act upon and follow at a later date. And, you know, the ability to go into a state of hypnosis is something that we've all got. And we actually both, you know, there's two times throughout the day that we enter a state of hypnosis naturally, and that's just before we go to sleep at night and just before we awaken in the morning. And in between being fully conscious and asleep, there's a state called the hypnopompic and hypnagogic states, and they occur naturally twice a day. So you experience hypnosis twice a day anyway, and it's just that state that's also very similar to daydreaming, where you're not fully conscious, but you're kind of you're in a dream state. And in that state, you are very open to suggestion. You're more susceptible to suggestion. And so really, hypnosis is a state that we're all capable of being in, and we all experience often anyway. But in a therapeutic setting, you would come along for a session and you would go into that state through accepting the suggestions that the hypnotist gives to you. And same with the stage thing. You know, with the stage hypnosis shows, you are only following a suggestion that the stage hypnotist gives you. But they do tend to be a little bit more outrageous and more manipulative, those kind of suggestions in a stage hypnosis environment. And people tend to be up on stage because they want to be there. They want to be a part of the show. So, you know, a good stage hypnosis show, there's nothing wrong with it if it's done by a competent stage hypnotist. But it is purely entertainment, whereas what I do is hypnotherapy, which is about healing and helping. So that's the clear distinction.
And so when someone comes to your office, and let's just say they want more wealth into their lives, I've listened to your CDs, and ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go to his website and purchase them. They are remarkable. They just have beautiful music. And when you make the suggestions like you are abundant, you're always at the right place at the right time, is that what you're talking about? So if someone came to your office, and let's just say they wanted more wealth, what would you say to them?
Well, I would ask them to list their goals. You know, what is it exactly they want? Because I think it's really important to be very clear about what you want. Because when you use this tool and these techniques, they are very, very powerful. So you have to be crystal clear about what it is you want. You know, if you just want to be rich, you might be, you know, you might become rich, but it might not be in the way you wanted. It might be because of a relative passing on or something. Or so you always affirm that what you want comes to you for the highest good of everyone concerned. And, you know, if it's, you know, you want to be a successful writer or a musician or whatever it is you want, you need to list that and all the things that go with that. So have a clear list of goals that you write down beforehand. And in a therapy session, I would also work, I try to find if anyone's got any blocks or any limiting beliefs, or, you know, maybe they were taught by their parents that, you know, they have to work really, really hard to achieve any kind of success, or they might have been taught that money and success only comes to other people, it doesn't come to our family, that kind of thing. So in a therapeutic one-to-one setting, I would work with the person and getting rid of any limiting beliefs, that kind of thing, and then you've kind of got a clear platform to create success and attract wealth and abundance. So there's a number of ways of doing that. Even on my recordings, actually, you know, the Cosmic Ordering recording that you mentioned, you know, that's one of the things I touch on at the beginning, that if you've got any limiting beliefs, you know, imagine them disappearing and fading away, any family conditioning that held you back, you know, just let it go. And once you do that, then you've got this clear platform that you can then attract into your life, you know, the success and abundance that is your divine right, is your birthright. You know, we should all be abundant, all be successful. You know, it's just often limiting beliefs and dysfunctional patterns of behavior that stop us achieving that.
Right. So share with our listeners an example of maybe a person who you work with who received a radical change in their lives through hypnosis.
Okay, well, to do with abundance or to do with weight loss or on any subject?
Uh-huh.
On any kind of subject?
Any subject.
Just recently, actually, I do still see clients, but I don't see lots and lots of clients one-to-one. I tend to limit that because, you know, my CDs are the things that I really specialize in now. You know, I create a lot of CDs and they sell all over the world, and you know, they're now on as downloads on iTunes and in the form of apps as well, so you can get them on the iPhone and iPad. So really my focus is on, because I can reach a lot more people that way.
Right.
So when I make a recording, you know, I tend to make it as powerful and effective as I possibly can. And, you know, I use certain sound frequencies on there that enhance the trance state and create certain moods and certain states of being that help to empower the suggestions that I'm giving. And I get feedback from people that is the most amazing feedback. It really is. I get blown away when I read it. And I had a lady recently that said that she'd used the CD in the weight book that you mentioned earlier, and she'd lost something like 20 pounds in a few weeks using the weight CD. So it was a real catalyst for change for her. And, you know, if you enjoy the CDs and you can really embrace those suggestions, and, you know, where the CD guides you down into a really deep state of relaxation, when you're in that state, if you can really resonate with those affirmations and the post-hypnotic suggestions on the CD, they are really powerful, and you will... You know, when you come back out of it, you'll have, it's like programming a computer, you know, what you put in will come back out. And so when you come back out of the trance, then you've programmed your mind with a new set of beliefs and thought patterns that are going to make you, you know, in the example of this lady, not want to eat junk food, you know, and eat healthily and exercise more. And, you know, and it really is that simple. You know, when you, because everyone's got a powerful, powerful unconscious mind. And when you learn to program that properly, and not properly, but when you learn to program it and really resonate with these suggestions, and you know, you can make amazing changes. And I have come across so many amazing stories that people feed back to me that they've achieved, and you know, it does blow me away. I had a lady once who wrote to me from the States to say that she'd lost 100 pounds through using the weight loss CD. And it was over a, you know, period of a couple of years, but, you know, she said it had totally and utterly changed her life. And
right.
That is the most rewarding thing about what I do now. You know, I just love the feedback. It's so inspiring for me, because when I make new recordings, I think of those people who have written to me. And I get the inspiration when I'm up in the recording studio, and I love it.
Well, you know, if you're joining me, I am Constance Erland, and my special guest today is Glenn Harrell. He's UK's best-selling self-help audio author, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Lose Weight Now, The Simple Way to Eat Yourself Slim. Don't we all want to know about that? You know, Glenn, in the U.S., obesity has become an epidemic, and people are really searching for answers. So share with our listeners about your new book. So is it true that you can lose weight now, and why did you write this book?
You really can. You really can. It all starts in the mind. It really does, because, you know, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of clients in a one-to-one situation with all kinds of weight issues. And so when I came to write the book, you know, I'd seen a lot of people, and I had a good understanding of it all. And really, the main thrust of the book is that if you eat healthily and you exercise regularly, you lose weight. There's nothing really more complicated than that for most of people. You know, there are exceptions to that, but for the majority of people, if you eat healthily and you exercise, you lose weight. So really, the book teaches people to do those things, and it uses mind programming techniques to help you get in the frame of mind so that you love to be in that frame of mind where you do enjoy eating healthily and you enjoy exercising. And so letting go of junk food, chocolates, crisps, cakes, cookies, or as you call them there, if you can let go of the attachment to those things and you never ever ate those kind of foods again, you wouldn't be none the worse off. You'd live a perfectly happy, healthy life without those things in your life. But people kind of get attached to them, they get addicted. And I understand addictions because I had them myself. So I teach people through my techniques in the book and through the CD in the book to let go of those addictions, to let go of the attachments to food, and to let go of programming that held you back. You know, things that you were taught as a kid that, you know, you had to clear your plate, or, you know, if food was a scarcity, then you saw it as, you know, cakes and chocolate as a treat, that kind of thing. So I've kind of covered all bases in the book and helped people to break connections with those negative eating patterns and things that hold them back. And again, I start the book with that, so then later on I teach people then to embrace the new healthy lifestyle, which is, you know, exercising more and enjoying exercise and incorporating that into your everyday life. So not so it's that you have to go to the gym, you know, three times a week and, you know, sort of slave away on machines and doing weights, that kind of thing. You've got to really embrace exercise so that it's something that you enjoy doing and something that's part of your life. And, you know, being active is something that you can do when you're, you know, out and about, so that, you know, if you're in a hotel, instead of using the lift or the elevator, you go up the stairs. You know, small things like that. If you can't park near the restaurant that you're going to that evening, then park a little way further from it and enjoy the walk to and from the restaurant. You know, same with when you go shopping, park a little bit further away so that you're, you know, having these little opportunities to burn a few more calories and to be more active. And so you start to embrace that whole lifestyle, and it becomes easy and something that you incorporate into your everyday life. And it's not something that you see as a chore then. It's something that you start to enjoy doing. You look for opportunities to do it in your everyday life. I also suggest that people join clubs that they, you know, if they like playing tennis or they like dancing, you know, join up with a new club and take up new activities that are going to help you to become more active. And, you know, but you're doing things that you really enjoy, so it's not like a chore, it's not hard work, and you start to embrace these things, and then your life starts to change, and you become active, and then your metabolism increases because you're being more active. So it's, you know, it's like a momentum that you build up, and the whole book has got a momentum about it, and that's what I do with my one-to-one clients, so that it's a state of being that you really start to enjoy, and it gets stronger. You know, the more you do something, the more you start to enjoy it. And so it's, you know, and I'm getting lovely feedback from people that have read the book, and, you
right.
know, it's a real privilege, yeah.
It's a great book, and I just want to talk about a couple of chapters. You know, in my own life, personally, Glenn, I've always been a walker runner for 25 years, but just about a year ago, I made a decision to really release sweets because they no longer serve me. And I'm basically going raw and green. And that doesn't mean that I don't ever eat anything if I want a little piece of junk food. But the more I'm healthy, and I've always been very healthy, but the more I eat raw and green and juice, the more I want that. I don't have a desire for a lot of cooked food anymore. So what you said is that, you know, just I just take small baby steps daily toward changing what I eat. And so because sugar no longer served me, because I'm always flying, I'm recording, I'm doing this and that, and you have to have the energy and stamina to do those things. And so I always say I'm eating for two. I'm eating for myself and for my purpose and destiny. So your book has really helped me. I want to talk about, you talked about change your attitude, and you have some golden rules in here, and we're not going to cover them all. But the first one you said is, do not discuss your weight loss journey with other people. That was very interesting. Expound on that.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's really good when you make the decision that you want to lose weight and you want to get fit and healthy, you want to, you know, go along that pathway, it's really important to keep that to yourself and, you know, to hold that energy inside you. Because when you talk about that and you start to discuss it with other people, even friends and family, you kind of dissipate the energy a little bit. And although friends and family can be very well-meaning, sometimes they're not always the best people to give you advice when you make a change like that. And it may be that, you know, your friends, if they see you changing and you moving forward and losing weight, it can kind of highlight their own you know, problems, because they may not be ready to make that change. And so if you suddenly start to make that change, they may not feel comfortable. So it's really important to, you know, go on that road, but do it in a silent and disciplined way, and just keep the energy inside you and do little things each day that, you know, take you further along that road. And, you know, you said there a phrase, tiny steps. And that's really important, I think, because, you know, crash weight diets, they never ever work, you know, because you suddenly lose a lot of weight and your mind hasn't caught up with the reality that you've lost all this weight, so you put it back on again. So the best way to do it is a slow, steady momentum that you build over time, and you keep that to yourself, you keep quiet about it. You imagine you're on a new path, you know, it's a new journey, and it's a holistic thing, you know, so you're doing little things each day to become healthier, to become fitter. And like you said, I was quite fascinated there that you said that you were heading towards the raw, down the raw road. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of experimented with that. You know, I'm a vegetarian, and, you know, I do find the more raw food I eat, the more energy I've got. And, you know, I'm quite you know, fit myself now. So I really find that an interesting road. It's not for everyone, and I'm not preaching it now, because it's a personal choice. You know, being vegetarian, going raw is a very much a personal choice, and it doesn't suit everyone. But I for me, it does work, and I do really enjoy that, and I make sure I juice every day, and you know, I've kind of got to a point where I really enjoy that. You know, I love being healthy, and sugar is the first thing you should get rid of in your diet, you know, and it's sometimes hard, because processed sugar is quite an addictive thing. So when you get it in your system, you then find that you want it, you're starting to crave it, you know. So, but once you have got it out of your system and you've detoxed from it, then it's quite an easy thing to let go of. So, yeah, if you want to make a start, you know, get the processed sugar out of your system. That's a really good way to start. And then just take more and more steps towards, you know, a healthy lifestyle and, you know, making healthy choices. And, you know, the book will help you do that, my book, and the CD in there will help you. And, you know, just stay on that road, because it is really, you know, life-changing once you really get going.
Well, you know, you talk about setting a goal and being very clear about what you want your weight loss goal to be, and then using all of your senses on a regular basis to visualize. And I think your CDs really help, at least they help me to do that. So share with our listeners about setting clear goals and the whole visualization process.
Yeah. Well, the starting point is, you know, everyone knows what their ideal target weight should be. You know, for some people it's 10 stone, some people it's 11 stone. Whatever it is, decide on that target weight. Take a bit of time to do that. Write it down. And then set yourself a clear date on which you will reach that target weight. And be realistic with it. Don't do it too quickly, because if you try and do it too quickly, then it can be counterproductive. So be realistic. You know, you want to help yourself along this journey, and it's got to be right. So set yourself a target date, a target weight, write it down, and then I suggest people print it off and have it, you know, on their mobile phones, on their computers, by their bedside. You know, so you've got this goal, it's constant, you know it's there, and it's, you're reading it every day. And then what I get people to do is to visualize themselves having reached that target weight and being at that target goal and seeing themselves dressed in a brand new outfit, you know, looking really good, feeling really fit, feeling healthy. And when you do that, when you take that image on board on a really deep level, when you're in a state of self-hypnosis, it's really powerful because that image kind of embeds itself in your unconscious mind. And what happens is when it's in your unconscious mind, you then start to make healthy choices automatically without thinking about it, because you've got this program in your unconscious mind that you are going to be at this target weight at this certain date. And so your outer life is totally congruent with that. So you start making healthy choices, and, you know, but it's not something you think about. It's not something you struggle with or fight against. You know, there's not a battle going on. It's an automatic unconscious process that seems really natural. So that is really where hypnosis and hypnotherapy works so well. It's so powerful because it's once you've done the programming, it's working on an unconscious level. It's automatic. You're not having this battle, and there's no dieting involved. It's natural, and it's easy, and it flows. So it's the, you know, it all starts in the mind, as I said, and when you get that right, everything else falls into place.
So what about reprogramming our minds? You talked about our minds. You know, there's a lot of emotional eating that goes on when people feel sad or if they've lost their job or going through a divorce. How can we begin to, besides visualization, what are some other things that we can do to reprogram our mind and our thinking around eating healthy and losing weight?
Well, sometimes when people are emotional or very sad or down, and they, you know, head for the cookie jar or whatever, and they overeat at those times, that tends to be learned patterns of behavior. So it may be as a kid they use sweets to cheer themselves up. You know, I've seen a number of people recently that have come to me in one-to-one sessions, and, you know, their emotional eating patterns started in childhood. There were a couple of cases I saw where, you know, certain traumatic events happened when they were very young, and so they would scurry off to their bedroom and they would eat lots of sweets, and the sugar rush and the pleasure they got from eating sweets helped to, you know, help them over the emotional trauma. It's kind of was the sweetness from the horrible situation that happened. So later on, people can often be running on those patterns of behavior without even realizing the cause of it, you know, what's at the bottom of it. So again, in the book, there are a couple of chapters dedicated to letting go of destructive eating patterns and emotional eating patterns. And, you know, because that's really important. You need to get rid of those things, anything that's holding you back like that, before you have a sort of clear slate to then program your mind with, you know, the healthy eating and, you know, the exercise routines.
It sounds like it's an inside job. First, you go inside, you visualize, you feel with all of your senses, you see inwardly with all of your senses. That builds a picture or image on the inside of you, and that picture or image motivates you to make better choices on the outside.
It's exactly that. And, you know, the key to it is, you know, really going inside and making time. You know, sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in our conscious left brain activities, you know, where we're, you know, the internet keeps us very tied up, and, you know, mobile phones, and, you know, we're constantly, it's said that we make more decisions in a week than our grandparents made in a year. So our intellect is often so, so busy, and it's often why people don't sleep at night, because, you know, you get so tied up with conscious thinking. But the real power that we possess is when we switch that off and we close down our conscious analytical mind and start to go inside, and you allow yourself to switch off and become very centered and very still. And so you're not thinking about anything. You're not consciously thinking about anything. You're just very still, very calm, very centered. And when you get into that state, that's when you have the ability to empower yourself with, you know, new patterns of behavior. And, you know, it is it was the turning point for me, you know, when I, because I said I had all that dysfunction, all that problems, everything I touched turned to stone up until a certain point. But when I learned about hypnosis and I learned about the power of the mind, I was able to, you know, firstly get rid of all the negative programming or a lot of it that held me back. And then I was able to start to visualize abundance and success and happiness and, you know, all the things that I wanted and craved but didn't know how to get, you know, up until that point.
Right.
So that was the secret. That really, and, you know, that is the secret. That's what it's all about. You know, we've all got that ability to create, you know, wonderful things in our life. You know, it's not exclusive to some people. We've all got a very, you know, powerful unconscious mind that, you know, doesn't really have any limitation. There's so much you can do. And, you know, you hear stories where, you know, a child will get trapped under a car, under an automobile, and the mother will see the child trapped under the car and walk up to the car and pick the car up and pull the child out. And when she does that, she's engaging the whole of her mind when she does it. It's that power that she's got inside her, because it's something very primal kicks in at that point where she doesn't stop for a minute to think, this car weighs half a ton, I can't pick it up. She just has to save her child, and something really powerful kicks in. And we've all got that ability. We've all got that power inside us. But, you know, often we get caught up in our intellect and we forget to, we don't know how to use it. So, you know, using these kind of techniques and going inside is where you learn that real sort of mastery and that you know, that discipline, and you know, you really learn how to empower yourself in a big way.
Well, you know, that is so true, and I just want to share with my listeners, I want you to really listen carefully what Glenn is saying, because it is truly an inside job, and I feel personally, I really endorse his CDs, because they have music behind them, and I read something somewhere that when music is behind something, affirmations, that manifestation comes quicker, and it's very relaxing, and it bypasses your conscious mind, your mind of reasoning, and it really gets down into your subconscious and your spirit, and from your heart is where you really manifest. From your subconscious and from your spirit is where you really manifest. And Glenn, I think that's where people are missing it. So what you're saying is, even when it comes to money, relationships, talk a little bit about relationships, because the number one question that I receive via email is, how can I begin to attract love in my life? What would you say to my listeners?
It's very much the same principle as attracting money, you know, all those kind of things. You know, it's about, you know, thinking about consciously about what it is exactly you want, you know, what type of partner, what type of love you want to attract into your life. You know, think about that intellectually, you know, be really clear about what it is you want. And then you go inside again, you go into that, you know, deeply relaxed state, and then you start to supercharge that goal, that ambition, that thing that you want to attract into your life. You start to visualize it and you start to feel it. But yeah, like you mentioned, your heart there, which is really important, you know, because I think when you start to think and feel with your heart, it's much more powerful, you know, because the heart has an intelligence of its own. It really does. And so when you're doing your visualizations and meditations, you know, connect with your heart feelings. You know, really infuse your visualizations with a feeling of love that's coming from your heart. And I do teach that on my recordings, you know, and I get people to connect with their heart's chakra, their heart center, and to really infuse their, you know, visualizations with that energy, because it is much more powerful. I mean, I won't sit here and tell you I completely understand why that works, but it's something to do with the sort of power that we've got inside us, the real power that, when you do it from the heart rather than the intellect, it's much more powerful and much more effective. And, you know, it probably comes down to the love vibration. You know, the love vibration is the most powerful one. And when you connect with that, you know, you're using a different kind of energy, which is really powerful.
It is powerful. So, Glenn, what does it feel like for you to be famous and wealthy and rich and feeling abundant and purposeful? What does that feel like?
Well, it's a strange thing, because it's something that I always wanted. You know, I was very ambitious as a young man, but, you know, as I said, a lot of things I tried when I was young turned to stone, because because of my dysfunctional upbringing. So I struggled for many, many years to create success. But I did have a lot of ambition and a lot of drive in me, you know, and that's something that was in my family. You know, it's a bit of a genetic thing. My father was like that, and, you know, so I always had that drive. And, you know, when I did start to become successful and things started to happen and fall into place for me, it felt lovely. It was a real feeling of satisfaction. But I also, you know, try to be really, you know, not get carried away with it, because I know that if, you know, any time my ego starts to speak, things don't work for me. So for me, it's the lesson and the discipline is all about coming from my heart still, and, you know, just knowing that everything that I've been able to achieve has come through me. It's not, you know, I've been lucky enough to, you know, to be able to make these things happen, but it's a gift. You know, I've been gifted it, and I feel a lot of gratitude for what I've done. You know, the opportunities that I've got now, I do feel a lot of gratitude for that. And so I really try not to get carried away. And, you know, I've got a really good team around me that keep me very grounded, you know, and we've got a really good friendly atmosphere in the office, and we're all very much equal, you know, and I don't feel like I'm the boss in the office. I really don't. So keeping people around you that are, you know, keep you on your feet is a really important thing, and I like that. You know, I'm not one for getting up myself, and I feel stupid whenever I do it. If I say something like that, it doesn't work. You know, he always comes back and bites me on the bum. So,
well, you know, I've been listening to your new Cosmic Ordering CD, and I just simply love it. Share with our listeners what your new Cosmic Ordering CD is.
Yeah, well, I was really passionate about making this recording, because I've probably made about 40 different recordings up to the point that I made that one. And it was my publisher, Orion, in the UK, who wanted, they said, oh, we want you to cover something really special. And up to that point, I hadn't covered the cosmic ordering subject. So I made that recording, and
cosmic ordering?
Cosmic ordering is where you think about what it is that you want to attract into your life, and, you know, you've got to be really clear about what that is. And once you've got that, you've got a clear goal, then you start to go inside. You go into that, you know, powerful, deep state, and you start to resonate with it, and you start to then connect with your heart feelings, and you start to then visualize that you're putting out into the universe what it is that you want to attract back. So you're kind of resonating with it inside, this goal, but you're also sending it out into the universe, and you send it out with love, and you send it out with compassion, and you say that it's going to be for everyone's highest good. And again, you know, you do it in that deep relaxed state, that state of self-hypnosis, and you kind of supercharge it. It becomes really powerful. And on that recording, the Cosmic Ordering recording, I wanted to create a sound that was really different. And so I asked a friend of mine, who's also a musician and someone that I really respect, to create a sound for me that's at the frequency of the universal Om, which is the sound of creation. It's the Buddhist sound for the universal Om, which is the sound of creation. And so he came back, and because I wanted to work with somebody else on this recording, get some different kind of inspiration with it. And it's the first time I ever used anyone else's sounds on one of my recordings, but it was right for this one. And he came back with this sound, which is at the frequency of the universal Om, and it's this big wide sound that I speak over at the beginning and at various times on the recording. And I get the listener to imagine that they're projecting out their cosmic order as they listen to this sound. So you've got the sound of the universal Om, the sound of creation, as they're projecting out their visualization. And, you know, it is a really powerful recording. I've had, you know, my team around me have said it's the, you know, it's probably the most different recording I've done. And it's, if you're into cosmic ordering, it is, you know, it can be really powerful. So I've really enjoyed making that one, and I love to get creative with a new title and to try to do different things I've not done before. And with this particular recording, you know, it's quite different to anything else I've done.
Well, you know, I really love it, and I listened to it last night, and it's just very powerful, very relaxing, And I just feel that it really just takes me at a down to a really deep level of really utilizing all of my senses. And I like it how you said feeling like you have it now, abundance or relationships or that great job or that new home. I think that your CDs really emanate love, and they emanate that. And I'm going to really, once again, suggest to all my listeners to go to his website and really purchase those great CDs. So how can our listeners get in touch with you, Glenn? Tell us about your website, your Facebook community, and your subscription site.
Yeah, well, I've got two main websites. The first is hypnosisaudio.com, which is where I sell all my CDs and books from. That's my own personal company website. I've also got a glennharrold.com website, which is a subscription site. And this is quite a new thing that was set up with a company called iMobilizing, who are in the US, in California. And on this site, people can subscribe to the site and get free downloads and content on there. They can also have a one-to-one Skype therapy session with me. So wherever they are in the world, you know, in the US or Australia, we can fix up a certain time and you can do a one-to-one therapy session. So if you do have deeper issues that you want to work through, you know, I am available through the subscription site. And that's at glennharrold.com. I've also got a Facebook fan page community, which is where people post feedback on my recordings, and, you know, I actually communicate with people there. I do try to reply to everyone that posts on there. And that can be found on Facebook by typing my name in Glenn Harrold, and it's my fan page. And, yeah, it's a great community there. And I do really enjoy, you know, communicating with people and, you know, replying to feedback, because, you know, it's such an inspiration for me to hear what people are saying about using the recording. So they're the three main places people can contact me. And if they want to buy the CDs or if you want a physical CD, probably the best place for the listeners would be from Amazon in your country.
Amazon.com.
Also, there's a company called River Rock in the US that sell my CDs, and they're based in California. So any one of those outlets.
I want to know, I don't think I'm your friend on Facebook, am I? I need to become
friend. We've got to put that right.
Right. We'll make sure we change that. So we have just a couple of minutes left. What would be some final words that you would like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, I think I've talked a lot about, you know, going into a state of self-hypnosis and empowering yourself. And I think the thing is, you know, with that kind of work, you know, sometimes you can feel inadequate if you're not doing it right, or if things are not happening. And I would say to people, you know, it's really important to create your goals and all those kind of things, but you're still going to have days where you feel down. You know, I do. I wake up in the morning and I don't feel quite right. I feel out of sorts. You know, I have negative thoughts in my head. You know, that is just part of being human. So whenever you get those times, don't worry about it. You know, just get yourself back on track. You know, if you feel down, get yourself out in nature, to go for a walk. You know, exercise helps you to overcome you know, depressive feelings or anxiety issues. You know, you've got to take action, but don't get hung up on the fact that you do have down days, because that's part of being human and part of the cycle of life. You know, everyone has ups and downs, but the most important thing is that you come back, and you come back stronger each time, and you accept that that's just a natural cycle. So, you know, because I think sometimes it's unrealistic to think you're always going to be up there, and, you know, wherever you are, whether you're successful or whatever, you know, you're always going to have days where you don't feel quite right. But it's important to, you know, recognize those times and take the appropriate action. So maybe at times like that, don't necessarily force yourself to try and achieve your goals or to meditate or whatever. Just, you know, go out, be in nature, do things that are different that help to pull you out of it, or, you know, go and visit a, you know, someone less fortunate than you, or something along those lines. You know, it's really about living and going with the flow of things, and, you know, the natural cycles and that kind of thing, and not getting hung up on, you know, must be successful. It's more about going with the flow, and, you know, the 80-20 rule. So that 80% of the time you're doing the right things, you can, you know, have the odd down day or things that don't work. You know, and that applies to weight loss as well. So that 80% of the time you're doing the good stuff, you're exercising, eating healthily, you know, 20% of the time you can have a bit of guilt-free overindulgence.
Right. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for that great insight, those wonderful comments, and I'm just going to once again encourage all of my listeners to go out and purchase his book and especially his CDs. They will change your life. I listen to them every single day, Glenn, and I just appreciate you staying up this late.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to talk to you, and the first thing I'm going to do when I put the phone down is add you on Facebook.
Okay, well, have a great evening.
Thank you, Constance.
My pleasure. But wasn't that just a great interview? And I'm just going to encourage you again to go and purchase Glenn's book, Lose Weight Now. It would change your life. And as I said earlier, he makes affirmation and meditation CDs unlike anyone else that I know. And I just really appreciate him coming and sharing all of that great information with you. Well, I also want to tell all of you about my coaching services. I have 1-year coaching, 6-month coaching, and I coach people all over the world. Somebody emailed me and said, well, I live in California, and I want to know if you can coach me. Certainly, no problem. I can use Skype, and I always say that when you coach with me for 1 year, you will not recognize your life at the end of the year, sort of like Glenn. After 25 years of counseling and coaching, and as most of you know, I do have a master's degree in counseling, and I'm a certified coach. And I believe that the little niche that God has given me is that I certainly understand how to identify what your limiting beliefs are and how to help you to move from where you are to where you want to be. And Glenn says something very profound. I also really like helping you to become very clear about what you want and then just really designing small baby steps. I believe in baby steps to really get you where you want to be. So contact me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. I have coaching installment plans available. You can contact me for a complimentary session. Also, I'm going to encourage you to download my affirmation CDs. I have one on love, one on prosperity, and one on success. And as I said, I listen to myself every night when I go to bed. So visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and take advantage of the great tools that I have to help and support you to move toward your dreams. Well, this is Constance Arnold again with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. I want to thank all of my listeners on the East Coast. And remember, I'm on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all of my powerful, wonderful, faithful, loyal listeners on the West Coast, I'm on at 4 Pacific Standard Time. And my prayer for you this week is that you begin to know how much God loves you and that you would begin to open up yourself to the amazing channels in which God is going to bless you and get your good to you. Expect a miracle. Have a good week.